We are born and the good Lord has given us life. By giving us life, He has given us Daman Jo Khazano. This is a treasure chest of breaths. Once these breaths are over, then it is impossible to even get half a breath back. But by that time, it's too late. And we realize that we have done nothing at all. By way of consolation, our Sai used to tell us, in the whole day, even if you use one dam correctly, all is not lost. But by giving you these kinds of assurances, you will not make any udam and sayo, and you will conveniently forget what I really want you to do. There was a shepherd who regularly took his sheep to graze in the mountainside, and he always had a slingshot with him. He used this gulel and kill small animals and birds. One day he chanced upon a mound of round pebbles, and he thought that this was the ideal ammunition for his slingshot. He went on taking pot shots at anything and everything that he saw, till he had only one pebble left. All of a sudden he saw a small wild boar in the distance. Taking very careful aim, he let go of his last pebble and it found its target. The animal lay there dead. He approached the prey when all of a sudden a man on a horseback also advanced towards the dead animal. "I have killed this animal and this carcass belongs to me," said this man. The shepherd was quite taken aback and totally denied this and told him that actually he was the one who had killed this animal, and his pebble that has been used to kill him would be lodged in the body. They decided to cut open the carcass, and to the amazement of the man who had come on the horseback, they found the pebble had truly been lodged in the heart of the animal. This man took out the pebble and was looking at it, and to his amazement he realized that this was no ordinary pebble but a priceless uncut diamond. He told this man that, "Look, this actually the man on the horseback was actually the king of that country, and his entire treasury, he did not possess a jewel as valuable as this." He revealed his true identity to the shepherd and asked him to accompany him to the kingdom with a solemn promise that he would look after him for the rest of his life, but only if he was permitted to take this pebble. The shepherd, without any hesitation, poor fellow, gave his immediate consent. The shepherd accompanied the king and they came to the kingdom. And this king had only one daughter. He offered her hand in marriage. After some time, this old king died, and the shepherd was now proclaimed as his heir and king. So the old king did what he had promised the shepherd and really took care of him for his entire life. One day, this new shepherd king was sitting on his throne and suddenly burst into tears. All his ministers and courtiers were quite shocked to see him weep. "You were a poor shepherd and today you are the king of this land. You have everything that you want. So why are you crying?" The shepherd turned king replied, "One little pebble has given me this kingdom. I am weeping because I had so many such priceless pebbles and I have wasted all of them. Had I not wasted those, I really shudder to think what my position would have been today." Friends, these pebbles are our breaths that we are wasting without realizing their value. And if one breath is accepted by our great Murshid Sahib, just imagine what it can do for us. However, we do not know which pebble is going to be accepted. So, we have to continue using our breaths in the correct way as told to us by our Saiji. Again, you know, it's a very funny thing. We have this Daman Jo Khazano. Every one of us is a king with this Daman Jo Khazano. One can live the life that one chooses to live. There is no restriction, there is no compulsion. Nobody can compel you to live the life that he wants you to live. You are at liberty to do exactly what you want. In other words, you are a king of this life that you lead, and the wealth that you have is your Daman Jo Khazano. That is why it is very important for us to listen to our Murshid Sahib and use these dhams in the correct way as he has suggested and explained to us. But we are quite forgetful, conveniently if I may say so, and then we just don't do this. Oh, it was somebody had come to our Sai and asked him, Sai, these are very difficult things, and why don't you suggest something which is easier, and we think we could do that. As I have said earlier, Sai did tell them to open a shop of quietness, Mat Jo Dukan, in other words, keep quiet. Also, Sai told them, if you are not able to do this, that means use your dhams in the proper way, then increase your faith. Ikdad vadhaije. Sai chanda hai ikdad, it was atkad. Atkad is faith. Increase your faith. But the $1 million question is, how does one increase one's faith? It is not within our control to increase our faith, but with the a kindness of our Murshid Sahib, when he so desires, our faith will automatically increase and one will become more and more totally accepting whatever our great Sai has been saying. The other thing is, Rab Jo Yadgiro Har Kehte Farz Hai. You know, when we are duty bound to think about and remember God at all times. When he made man, he was categorically assured that we would always remember him. When he made man, sorry. When a woman conceives, the fetus grows in her womb. It undergoes a lot of suffering as it is hung upside down in the total dark confines of the stomach with all the stench and the various body fluids. Out of sheer frustration, this fetus calls out to the good Lord, please release me from this torture. If I release you from this torture chamber, what will you do? I promise you, I will always remember you, and never ever will I forget you. It makes a solemn promise to him that he will never forget him. The good Lord listens to its pleas and feels sorry for it, and finally he puts an end to all its miseries and the baby comes out into this world. The moment it sees the brightness all around and finds itself in the most wonderful surroundings with all the fussing and the adulation being showered by everyone around, the baby forgets the promise that he has made to his maker. We have all made this solemn promise to him, but we forget about this most important promise very, very conveniently. That is why God has said, Tu kar yaad mukhe, ma karan kandus yaad tokhe. He has never forgotten us, but we always tend to forget him. That is the reason we have to make a sincere effort to always go on thinking about him, remember him, and do the things that has been told by our Guruji to do. We cannot make any compromise in this. Earlier on we were talking about the sometimes one feels that the good Lord, why does he do all these kind of unsavory things, the calamities? And there is a little couplet which Sai used to say, Hu dost ko hai dadla, muhib mara hai, khasan khalilan khe tho saktiyun sahai, rab al samad, je ki kare so chahe, inhi mein aahe ka unhi gal israr ji. There was an instance in our great Sai's life when he knew about a calamity which was about to strike his personal life. His grandson, he knew, was going to be killed. He was well aware of this fact. The whole day Sai was in a very upset frame of mind because he knew this is going to happen. However, this was the will of God. He did not do anything to prevent this event from happening. Ultimately, in the evening, this tragedy did take place and Sai's grandson, Sai Imdad Ali, was murdered, and Sai knew about it, but he did not do anything to change this, because Amur is the will of God, thy will be done. So, you know, in their personal lives, these great saints and fakirs like our Sai have the power to change events, but they do not change the events because they know it is the will of God. If it is the will of God, one cannot do anything to change that. So, this is a real example that in our lives also, we have so many things, good and bad, which are actually the will of God. You know, we have come into this world and our stay in this world is a very, very short period of time. We feel that this is our world and we are going to be here for all time to come, but that is not so. It's only a fraction of a time that we are going to be in this world. Our ultimate destination is the other world. But we get carried away by all the beauty, the materialistic beauty that we see around us, and somehow we feel that we are never going to we know that we are going to leave it, but we get so attached to these worldly things that we are totally forgetful of the fact that we have come here for a very short while. Hikri Sayatri, that means a very, very short period of time. You know, Fakir Mokumdin Sailani was taking a stroll along one canal, and in the opposite direction he saw a man with a huge bear which he was leading by a rope. So Mehkumdin Sailani asked this guy, he says, look, what is this, what are you doing with this bear? He said, sire, this bear, I have trained him to perform a lot of tricks and I make him perform in front of people, and then the people give me some money, and that is how I manage to survive and look after my family. Sir, would you like to see some of the tricks of my bear? Of course, said Sai Mokumdin Sailani. This fellow made the bear perform a lot of tricks, and Sai Mokumdin Sailani was very, very happy and thrilled to see the bear performing these kind of tricks. And Sai Mokumdin Sailani then told him, my friend, would you want to see some of my tricks? He says, of course. He says, all right, just put your foot into this canal. This man with the bear put his foot into this canal. All of a sudden he found himself onto the other side of the canal in a new atmosphere, a new world, which a new country where he had never been before. He started walking and all of a sudden he found a group of people approaching him, and they said, look, you have just come out from this little river or canal, and the law of this country is that whoever comes out, our king is dead now, and whoever comes out from this river, we have to make him the king of our country. Since you have stepped onto our shores, you have now become the king of our country. They made him a king. The earlier king had a daughter. He got married to her. They had a couple of children. And 10, 15, 20 years passed off. One day this king was sitting on his throne and he said, let me go for a walk. And he walked, and perchance he came close to that river or canal. Hey, he says, this is where I came out from. Let me see what happens if I put my foot again into this canal. He put his foot into that canal and immediately he was thrown onto the other side. Sai Mohakamuddin Sailani was waiting there with his bear, and he told him, Baba, this is your bear. Take this bear. This man was amazed. He says, Sai, what are you talking about? I have gone onto the other side. I have stayed there for a long period of time. I got married. I had children. He says, what are you talking about? You just now went from this side to the other side. You came out. That was a few moments ago. And what are you talking about? But he says, sir, I have children. I have got everything on the other side. And I really don't understand. He says, but no, you're making a mistake. This was a few moments ago that you gave me your bear. And I asked you to put your foot into this canal, and that's it. You can see that those were few moments as far as the fakir was concerned, Sai Mohakamuddin Sailani. But for that guy, it was almost 15-20 years. So it's a sayatri, you know. It's a small period of time that we are in this world. We feel that this is our ultimate goal. To achieve this, to get this, to buy this, to own this. We have a lot of more, you know, in our family, in our friends, in our wealth. But this is all transitionary. The true world is on the other side. And our Guruji, our Sai, prepares us for the passage from this world to the other. And the passage that can be prepared is by using our naams in a correct way, and using it properly, so that this passage of from this journey, from this world to the other, becomes easy for us.